Well, good morning and welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, I have with me a couple guys from Coleman Campers. I've got Brian Campbell and Matt Diamond. Welcome, fellas.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Matt, you guys, you've been in the camping business for a while?
Several years.
Did I hear you say that you grew up in it, Matt?
Yep. I've came from a family of owned business with my dad. We had Diamond Trailer Sales in Litchfield and Lazy Days Campground and Rustic Acres Campground. So I grew up with camping all my life.
Okay. How about you, Brian?
No, I never camped.
You never camped?
I didn't grow up in... My mom would haul us in a station wagon across the country, but we didn't... We never had a camper.
Where's your store at? Where do you sell your campers at? Where are you at?
We're located out of Hartford, Illinois, on Route 3.
Okay, Hartford. Yeah, I've been by your place many times, but got a lot of campers there.
A lot of inventory right now.
A lot of inventory.
Close to 100 campers, I think, on the lot right now.
Okay. Did you guys, Brian? Where'd you grow up?
Godfrey, Illinois.
Yeah, go to Alton High School?
I went to Marquette.
Marquette?
Yep.
How about
I
you,
grew
Matt?
Up in Litchfield. I went to Litchfield High School.
You went to Litchfield High School? When did you graduate from Litchfield?
I graduated in 1991.
91. I actually taught at Litchfield.
What?
Yeah. I taught at Litchfield when I first got out of college. It was 1980-81 I went there. Yep. I taught there for 1 year. Taught wood shop. You know, in the 7th and 8th grade, and I taught, and I coached, I was assistant football, and I ended up being head girls basketball coach at Litchfield back years ago. Had to light you.
Yeah, Megan lights you.
Coach Megan. And
yeah, phenomenal basketball player.
Yep, Megan, and there was a lot of talent on that team. I think we might have went .500 that first year.
Yeah.
Anyway,
small world.
Small world, yes. I like Litchfield, great town. So you guys, you guys didn't know each other. How'd you end up getting together?
So the guy we bought the dealership from, Vern, they used to own the dealership in Springfield also. So we had bought the dealership.
You say we? Who's we? You two or somebody else?
When we bought Coleman's?
I mean, when did you guys get together?
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. So Vern had Coleman's in Hartford. Then they bought, him and his partner at the time, bought Coleman's in Springfield. So Matt worked at Coleman's in Springfield. So I would have to go once a week to Springfield to review numbers, do that kind of stuff. So I got to know Matt that way. And then I got out of the camper industry and actually did Little Caesars for 10 years. So... So in that time frame, Matt had actually transitioned to Hartford. So then got out of Little Caesars, came back working for Coleman's, and when did we buy it? 19, so 2018.
Okay.
And then so we knew each other. Vern was wanting out. So Matt and I were like, you want to do this? And he's like, yeah. So we were like, let's
Here
do
we
it.
Are. Yeah. Well, well, you guys are pretty young, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm younger than him.
Are you?
I'm better looking too.
Well I know you got a face for radio.
Killed it on radio.
And you got a face for selling campers, don't you?
Yeah. Well, more Matt probably. Matt, I will say, is he's got the history. He knows a.
I'm just. Pretty well rounded when it comes to, I've been a service tech, I've been a service manager, a warranty manager, so I've have a little bit of every aspect of the RV industry. Okay. And I enjoy selling. So
now, do you guys, I know you sell campers, you work on campers, everything to do with campers, but do you ever get a chance to go camping yourselves? Do you ever take a vacation and go camping?
So we typically work 6 days a week, so it's a little hard for us to pack up. So both of us are family guys. It's hard to just pack up on a Saturday after we get off work at 3 and go camp and then come back.
I didn't get much time to go camping last year. I think I went twice.
Yeah.
This year I have decided to get a permanent site at a campground. So we're going to try it out. And
yeah.
At least the wife and kids are going to get to camp, and I'll enjoy my time when I get there with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in Hardin, Illinois. My dad was in the construction business, and he worked 6 days a week also. But he would, you know, our family always took off for 2 weeks out of the year, and we went on a camping trip. And he had the first crew cab, I think, in the area. He bought this crew cab truck, and he had a big camper on the back of it. And like one time we go east, then next year we'd go west, and the next year we'd go south, and next year we'd go north. We were headed a direction and was gone and just camped. And
that's how we normally done it. My dad, we would take 2 weeks out of the summer and go camping somewhere different. Even though we owned two campgrounds, he would take the time to take us somewhere different.
Yeah. So. It was fun.
My mom was the same way, just we were in a station wagon.
Did you guys have a tent?
We would stop at like a lot of KOAs. So, you know, KOAs had those Indian
teepee
setup. I don't know if.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Some of them do.
But we would stay sometimes in those, which, would, I mean, as a kid, that would be awesome. You know, they would usually have a pool. But yeah, same thing. Like we went all the way as far as Maine and all the way to California. Well, we never went to California, went to Oregon.
Brian sold his mom a camper, and she's an avid camper now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just had a birthday on Monday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom. And she is 74. She still drives that thing out to the East Coast,
you know,
by herself and her dog.
A lot of campers out there, a lot of drive. Man, see some big drive-it-yourself campers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My sister has a camper, twin sister. And
he's a twin.
You're a twin, too?
Yeah. I got a twin sister myself.
She got a camper, too? She surely got a camper.
No, I'm going to try to get her into one this year, though.
My sister and my brother-in-law, he goes, check out my camper. So I was over at their house. They live over in Mappin. And I go inside this camper. I'm like, dang. It had a fireplace in it. Had these two big easy chairs sitting there. Yeah. I went to their bathroom. Heck, was bigger than my bathroom at my house. I mean, it was something else.
Yeah.
You guys got anything like that?
We don't do drivable. All of our stuff is travel trailer.
This is pullable.
So, yeah, we've got some very nice pullable ones that are going to make you feel like you're in home.
Yeah, just take home with you.
Yeah. Basically, home on wheels.
Yeah. So, Brian, what can you say about people that are thinking, well, you know, do I just go and get a hotel room with a pool, or do I go buy a camper? I mean, what's the advantages?
So we talk a lot about this. So like you go to a hotel, you don't actually experience the whole family thing. You know, if you go camping, go to a campsite, you can sit around the fire, literally spend time with your family. You don't experience that in a hotel, and nothing against hotel places. Any opportunity you get to spend with your family, you should take it. But you get a lot more with camping than you would going to a hotel or a motel or whatever. So you spend more time together.
It's kind of an adventure.
It is an adventure.
Absolutely.
It is, definitely. So
I mean, it is an adventure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is fun because you don't know really what's
what's
going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know where you'll end that night.
Yep.
Sure. No, right. Yep. So, and there's some beautiful, beautiful campgrounds, you know, so
yep.
There's a lot of places you can go and experience you would never experience in a hotel. So the outdoors, I mean, stars. I went duck hunting recently, and I was on the boat, and you forget, like, it's so early. You look up, you see all the stars. You just forget
how
beautiful. You're not making s'mores in a hotel room.
No.
No.
You don't experience any of that. So you lose a lot of that going to camp or going to hotels and whatnot. So.
Yellowstone. You guys ever hear of my camping out in Yellowstone?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
my oldest sister and her husband, they camp out there frequently.
Do they?
Yep. Yeah.
Where else are some great places to go, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. There's a lot of, like, local places.
Ones, I mean.
Oh, yeah? Local? Like where?
Well, I can give a shout-out to Timber Trails in Mulberry Grove, Rustic Acres Campground in New Douglas, Country Bend Campground in Litchfield. I mean, there's a lot of good local places.
Will these local places, like we used to go to a place in Pittsfield called Pine something. Is it still operating?
Yep. Pittsfield's still up and going. We have camp. We have customers. We actually delivered two campers there last year.
They had a nice little lake there, you know, and with the diving boards and all, and they had a couple little fishing ponds. You'd go and you could fish. And I, just as a kid, I just remember camping. All of a sudden, you had this neighborhood. You know, you brought your bicycles with you. You had this neighborhood, and then there was other kids. You know, I mean, it was a lot of fun for kids.
Just the adventure of all.
A lot of your campgrounds have geared toward kid activities. So
a lot of times they'll have activities on the weekends for families and kids and stuff. Yep. So,
what? Now this is, you know, winter time. Do people camp in the winter?
So we own a campground also. It's not base. It's not geared to what we're talking about. It's more geared towards the transient worker by us. But, I mean, it's pretty much full.
So to answer that, people do camp through the winter. I mean, most of your campgrounds are going to be closed. They're usually seasonal, April through October. Now, some of your state parks, they stay open, but they do shut their water off and that. So you're going to be... Yeah, you have to use their shower house or something if you want to do it.
I didn't mention Pier Marquette. I mean, Pier Marquette is actually beautiful.
Yeah, that whole beautiful. I mean,
riverfront area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I was talking about my sister. They'll go there, you know, and it's back actually probably 6 miles from their house, but they cross the ferry, go over there.
It's just the idea of getting out.
Right. And they love it. Love it. Love it. Now, my wife, you know, she's kind of hotelsy. She's kind of indoors. Yeah. You know, so she likes to go that, but
hey, it's not for everybody.
No, but you know, I would do it. I liked it. You know, we used to go on a camping in Missouri. There was a big horseback riding thing going on in Missouri. If you guys know what I'm talking about, you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, was big. It was big. People come from all over. They all bring their campers and their horses together.
Does it still go on?
Oh yeah,
yeah. They do that actually in Litchfield too. The Litchfield Lake has a big time of this during the camping season where it's the regular campground, and then they actually have a campground geared for horse people that it's just, and they do a great big horse ride every year.
So this time of year, can a guy get a deal on a camper?
We have some unbelievable deals right now. We have some leftover 23s that we took on thinking a deal was going to happen with FEMA. It never happened, but we're just trying to unload them. They're like, it's ridiculous. We're selling them under our cost.
Under our cost.
And I'm not.
Give me a description of one and the price.
It's $15,900, 26-foot bunkhouse. It's got an outside.
$15,900. What do you mean
$15,900?
$15,900.
Yep. Brand new warranty. It's 23 Avenger. It's got an outside kitchen.
Double over bunks. Double bunks and
an outside kitchen.
Yeah.
How does it have an outside kitchen?
So it's got a little compartment opens up and slides out. It's got a little cook stove. It's got a sink and a little refrigerator.
And probably got a little thing comes over top of it.
Well, you have an awning. Awning. Power tongue jack, bunks.
Power awning with LED lights.
Yeah, there's no slide out in that one, but it's got a bathroom.
Anybody that
AC
wanted to get into camping that didn't think it was affordable would be the time to do it right now.
Because actually, you could probably make a deal on it, use it, and actually maybe if you didn't like it, you could sell it and get your money back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you would not get hurt buying one of these right now. I think we've got 6 of them left. We started the year out with 12. We sold 6 of them already this year. So,
that sounds really good for everybody out there looking. Yeah. You know, camper people, they're always looking to add another couple feet, right? It's like boat people. A little bit more, you know?
That's right.
Is there any shows coming up for camp where you guys can go and kind of check them out? And take
next
a look
weekend,
at
Belleville at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
What's the date on that?
It's February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Okay, yep. February. All right, and you say where's that at?
It's at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
In Belleville. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that outside or in?
It's an inside show.
Inside?
There will be some units outside, but 3/4 of the show is all indoors.
I can remember years ago going to a camper. I think it was a camper slash boat show in St. Louis. Do they still have that going on? Years ago. There
was they do a boat show. It's separate from the camper show now.
Okay.
Our camper show in St. Louis will be the last weekend of February.
Let's see. Are you guys in that one?
Yes. Yes, we are the only Illinois dealer that's a member of the Missouri Dealers Association, so we will be at the St. Louis show as well.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So you guys will be working at the show, and you'll be selling them there too?
Yes, yep. Sir.
And giving all the ins and outs about them?
Yeah.
Okay. Any more you want to add to this interview of what's going on with Coleman's Campers?
Yeah, so we do have an indoor showroom. So, you know, with the fluctuation of weather right now, you can shop, stay warm, stay cold, stay dry. So we do have an indoor showroom to where you can come and check out inventory.
Now, at your
comfort.
At your shop, right, I have a vehicle. If I have a truck or a car or whatever, and I need it geared up to pull my camper, is that something you guys can take care of?
We set all that up. We do anywhere from bumper hitch to fifth wheel hitch installs to brake controls to weight distribution hitches. We do it all there.
Okay. Anything else you guys do there?
We're a full service facility. We service, we do everything as far as on the coat, what I would call the coach part of a RV or even a motor home. We don't do oil changes or nothing like that, but we do work on all the amenities inside there.
So if I had a camper and I bought it someplace else, I could call you guys up and schedule and come in and get something fixed on it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we want to talk about before we sign off here?
I don't think so.
No.
Appreciate you having us up here.
Oh, appreciate being on the show. And
I'm glad you guys came in. It was fun.
Good. Definitely.
I'll have my wife listen to this show, and I'll see if I can wing her toward camping. I don't know if I will.
Perfect. Hey, we got some that have big showers, fireplaces,
house type refrigerator, double door, ice maker.
She would never even know she was camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. You can enjoy the outdoors, and she can enjoy the indoors.
Yeah, I like that.
Big
I
TV. Like that.
We get along better like that. I'm out. She's in.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks, fellas.
Yeah,
we'll see you around.
Thank you.
Thank you.